Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, there's lots of positivity in this week's programme, so do keep listening. Coming up shortly, I'll be hearing from Sean Quinn, the new CEO of Highland Radio. But first, a real vote of confidence in a firm based in the IDA Business and Technology Park in Letterkenny. Kershaw Ireland has announced the launch of its first large-scale training and transformation initiative. The initiative, which is supported by the Irish government through IDA Ireland, marks a significant undertaking by the company, who will invest approximately €900,000 over the next 2 years in a training program that will be focusing on innovation, sustainability and digitalisation. Now, Kershaw Ireland was established in Letterkenny back in 1981. The company is part of the global automotive giant Kershaw Automotive, which supplies major manufacturers in the car industry and has employees in 11 countries and a worldwide turnover of more than €3 billion. The Kershaw plant in Letterkenny provides parts for a number of major players, including Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar Land Rover and BMW. And according to Wolfgang Kershaw, the chairman of the executive board and CEO of Kershaw Automotive, this initiative will contribute significantly to upskilling more than 40 staff at the Letterkenny site to master what he called our future advanced technical challenges and to drive the successful delivery of high-value projects. Well, on a not unrelated matter, staying with the automotive sector, electric car sales are on the up again in County Donegal, rising just over 45% for the first 5 months of the year, with 188 such vehicles registered in the county, compared with 129 for the January to May period in 2024. Interestingly, petrol electric hybrid cars are now the most popular of the new sales, with a 26% market share. Petrol is just under 25% and diesel at 21%. New car registrations in Donegal are running about 3% ahead of last year. For the first 5 months of this year, 1,554 new cars were registered in Donegal. That's just a little bit up on 1,699 for the same period last year. That said, May was a little bit disappointing, as the figures for the month of May were down 10% compared with the corresponding month in 2024. And looking at the figures in a little bit more detail, Kia led the way in Donegal with an 18.3% market share, followed by Toyota on 15.7%, and then Skoda. Hyundai and Volkswagen are fourth and fifth. Then comes Suzuki, Peugeot, Ford, Dacia and Nissan. The Kia Sportage is the most popular model of new car sales in Donegal this year, and grey remains the most popular colour. Highland Radio has a new CEO. Sean Quinn, who lives in Kilmacrenan, has been the station sales and marketing manager since 2019 and takes over the CEO position from Fionnuala Rabbitt, who will remain with the station as financial controller. Well, Sean joined me in studio earlier this week to tell me about his appointment, the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead, the ever-evolving nature of the radio sector, the role that Highland plays in the community and how it has embraced technology and social media, and indeed his confidence about the years ahead. Sean, many thanks for coming into studio. First of all, many congratulations. A new role for yourself, and no doubt you're eagerly looking forward to it. You've hit the ground running.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it, Chris, to be fair. The board came to me about 6 weeks ago, and we had an initial conversation about an opportunity that that would come up. And I'm here 6 years, so it was probably a good time. We had a conversation about how do we move things forward? What do we do? We're in a good place. You know, let's be honest, the radio station, I don't think has ever been stronger at this moment in time. Our brand is very strong. Our shows are going well. Our listenership is good. And why take over something that's going well? But it's a great challenge. It's a great opportunity. I've embraced the 6 years in Highland. I came in where we had to kind of turn a little bit of a corner. Part of the challenge I had to do was to look at new revenue streams for the radio station. And we've done that, and we've done that really well. So from my own point of view, it gave me that opportunity to say, well, where is my next challenge? But let's also look at the person that I'm replacing, because Fionnuala's been here for over 10 years and has come through some tough times, you know, COVID being one of them. There was a back end of a recession, and she's managed the business very well. So it'll be a challenge for me to grow it again. But that's one thing I love is the challenge.
And tell us a little bit about your background. For many years, sales has pretty much always been your thing.
It's like my father would have said that within a couple of years of me being able to speak, sales was where I was destined to go. Although I did start out in training as an accountant. But football was my first love. And I thought I would never have to work in my life because I'd be this professional football player. But I found out fairly quickly that doesn't just happen. And I had to go back to the books. I wasn't great at school, but went back after school. But the time I was kind of 20, I was looking at other ways of how do I make more money. And I went into sales just shortly after my 20th birthday and have been in it since. So it's a considerable time. And there's been some tough times. It's not the easiest profession in the world because it's results driven. Mm. And I've had to, you know, chop and change, redevelop. But what I've done is I've learned a lot of skills over the years, and they adapt the when they say no, it means yes analogy into a sales process. But I'm very lucky. I've worked with some great people. And in my mid-20s, I managed to get into management. And I embraced that as well because I love working with people. I think I can help people and support people. And that's kind of been my motto from day one when I went into management. And I've gone through some, you know, tough times where two recessions in that period. And I worked in advertising in newspapers where, you know, when you, you open up your P&L for a Friday and you lose 30% of your revenues overnight, that's very hard to deal with. So you learn mechanisms on how to cope and how to redevelop the business through tough times. And it's, you know, that's given me good experience over the years to be resilient in what I do, but also to be there as a sounding board and a help and a support mechanism for people that work around me.
Is there an overlap between sport and the competitiveness, and you know, that ties in well with sales and driving towards targets?
Absolutely. And I think that's why I've always been in sales, because the competitive nature that I have makes me, I want to be the best that I can. I want to succeed, but I want to do it right as well. And you know, I've done that over the years because there's customers out there today who were my customers 20 odd years ago. Because I do to the best of my ability, but I always look at what can I do for the customer, because that's important to us too. How do we develop that relationship? And I've instilled that into the team here that we deliver the best that we can for our customers, because if we do, they'll get the results that they need. And that's important too. And one thing that we've got is a brilliant relationship with our customers right across the board in Highland. Whether it's somebody who's advertising for the first time or somebody who's been with us for a number of years, we give them our experience to help to deliver the best campaign that they can get. And that works for us, Chris.
Yeah, and you build up that rapport with the customers over the years. And in radio, Sean, fair to say there's sort of two distinct markets. You have your local advertisers And then we have the national, the brand names that we hear about, and they are a very important part of the income.
They are, and it's something that I took on straight away when I came in 6 years ago. Is our agencies in Dublin? We have a sales house in Dublin, and one of the first meetings I had was with them to look and say, okay, how do we grow business? We've got we've spot advertising, which we've got 10 minutes per hour. When that's sold, that's sold. I can almost put a figure on that and know exactly what our revenues will be. So we had to look and see, where else can we go? What are the markets? How can we attract major brands to Highland Radio and to other radio stations? And we've done very well in that. And we've grown new promotions, new opportunities. And we've been brought into the equation digital. So video's become a big thing where Fulcher Ireland last year and the year before it, we did campaigns where we went out and about for them on behalf of them, and we promoted different areas of County Donegal. And we used our listenership and our social followings to actually promote that. And they love what we did, and hence why they came back for a second year, and we're hoping there'll be a third year coming. So it's looking at that whole piece and saying, commercially, we need to make enough money to pay the bills, but also we need to make the shareholders happy. So that means you've got to provide a profit. And by looking at new markets, we've been able to do that and grow the business year on year for the last 5-6 years. And that's what we want to continue to do, is to grow what we're doing well, but also look and see what's evolving out there. How can we get involved in it, and how can we develop it, and how can we make it profitable?
Because like so many other businesses, you just cannot afford to sit still. You have to evolve. And years ago, a radio station was a radio station, whereas now, and when you're dealing with your advertisers, it's all about, there's packages there. There's you've mentioned the videos. There's the whole online side of things. Mm-hmm. So that has, and you've seen through competitions and things that you're involved in, and corporate events, the market that you have and the following on the social media platforms has grown vastly.
It has, because of it. My famous saying in here is, if you do the same things, you get the same results. And the same results, to me, you're going backwards. So you have to look and develop and see, right, okay, where else are we going next? So yeah, we've opened new markets. We've got our awards, which are now in the calendar, and they've gone really well and been well supported. And we'll build on that again. I'm already looking at other markets of what else can we develop? What else can we go to? And get our listeners involved. Our concerts, we had a sellout concert where after COVID, it was a challenge. It really was a challenge to fill the room. We filled the last one. We're hoping now that the Christmas one coming up, we'll fill that as well. So it's, as a business, we have to keep looking and reviewing and summarizing to see, right, we've done this, we could have done that better, but we're also going to look at this and grow this, and we're going to do the best that we can to develop that and deliver that. And I think that's key in my role as CEO in the business. The business has to be profitable. It has to grow, because that's what gives us the opportunity to output the shows that we do, because we can afford to deliver it, and if that makes sense.
And it's not just the case of balancing the books. You need to make the profit to reinvest and to invest in new things. And that can mean capital outlays.
It can. We're out far more today than we've ever been. The 9 to Noon show is live every single day. We've invested into that. Greg was out with the show 3 or 4 times a year into the communities, because that's important too. Our commercial end is we've more outside broadcasts than we ever did, which takes time, equipment, people, resources to deliver the best show that we can, but also to help commercially the customer that we're going to. So we've done that, and we've expanded on that. And we go to, like, summers, we're now into summertime, although it doesn't look like outside today, but we're festivals, where it's a big part of our summer campaigns. We're in the community. We're at the festivals. We want to be part. Dunloe last year, we had 2 outside broadcasts. We're phenomenal. That helps the festivals, because they feel that Highland Radio is part of that. And you know, we are the community. We believe we're the community of Donegal, that people, if they want to know something, see something or hear something, it's Highland Radio that they come to. Mm-hmm.
In terms of funding, you don't get the license fee like RTE does, But there is a little bit of limited funding to help with some programming here. Can you just tell us a little bit more about how that actually works at the moment?
Yeah, well, there used to be zero until COVID time. And like commercial radio station closes down as well. So there's a fund called the Sound and Vision, which was opened up to us across all independent radio stations. And we got a chunk of that. But what we had to do is we had to create programs from it and with it. So it wasn't just given out willy-nilly, and it's today, 4 years on, it still isn't. We have to come up with creative reasons why we deserve the money. But so far, we've been creative, and we've managed to develop different shows across the board, which enabled us to get that funding. But it also is good then for the listeners because they get that variety. And we mix it across on air, online as well, but also on our social media. So podcast has been something that we've grown no more than I'm sitting here talking to you today, Chris. We didn't have a business show 2.5 years ago, but there's been a nice consistency there. It's grown into a slot on a Sunday and it's got its own listeners.
As well as having the music and the sport and the news, there's shows that have a niche market and there's maybe topics that are covered for a small period of time. They are vital. They're part of the whole bigger picture.
They are indeed. We invited 5 or 6 people in the community from different backgrounds this year on a training course. And we're always looking at and adapting and to see what else can we do? How do we grow our market? Because that's a challenge in the future. We've millenniums. I suppose if I look at Highland traditionally, when you get to the, I think it happens about 28 or 29, you become this Highland radio listener. But our challenge is in the millenniums who traditionally haven't really listened into radio. So we need to capture them. And my responsibility is to look at a 5 year to 10 year to say, how do we get them? How do we entice them into Highland? And we do that through our social media. We've grown that substantially. Our following has gone, I think, from 40,000 2.5 years ago to over 70,000 on one page. And we've done that through videos, through competitions, through engaging with our listeners, and more presenter. People, I think, more they know now what our presenters look like, whereas 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you knew the voice. Now you know the face and the voice. And I think that's a challenge. We haven't won it. But I think we've got a plan that we will win those listeners, because that's imperative for 10 years time when they get to that age that they become a Highland Radio listener, because radio is as strong today as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. But the challenge is ahead.
And it's interesting, when videos came out, people thought, oh, this is the end of the cinema. And as far as I'm aware, I think Ireland and France still have the highest cinema-going audience in Europe, and cinemas are still doing very well. Radio has come under threat.
We're very fortunate. We have loyal listeners. But we're not complacent with that either. We're always, as I said, we're looking to see how do we do things better on a daily basis. It's looking at the content that we deliver, looking at the shows and when. And that's something that I'm going to enjoy being part of, because that hasn't really been my remit in the early days of being here. So I look forward to working with all the presenters. One thing I found when I came in, I didn't think I was creative, but I found this creative piece in me. Don't know, ask me where I found it, but I found it. I'd never done a voiceover before until I came in here. And because of COVID, we were short of voices. All of a sudden, I've developed that part. So I want to be an integral part of, you know, how do we make things even better for our listeners? Because that's key. And because if we've got more listeners, we can deliver a better message for our advertisers, which becomes a win-win situation for everybody concerned.
And people may not be aware that, like any business sector, you know, there are rules and regulations. You have to operate within certain parameters. You can only have so many advertisements in a given period of time. At Christmas, you're full. People need to get their ads in early to book. Again, it's not just a case of people landing in here doing stuff. There's a lot more behind the scenes.
Oh, there has to be, because as you alluded to there, September right through to December, we're kind of sold out most of the time. And it's very difficult because everybody wants to be prime time. Yeah. Everybody wants to be on from 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock. But what we've found now is we're actually spread right over to 10 o'clock at night. And that's nice. That's great because that means that revenues are good. But it's because it works. That's the key here. People get a return on their investment with Highland. But we're restricted to, as I said, 10 minutes of advertising and per hour. So every 15 minutes, there's an ad break of roughly 2.5 minutes. That's it. We're licensed where we can't go any more than that. I'd love to, because at those times I could probably sell 5 minutes. But then the other side of it, Chris, that doesn't really deliver radio for the listener. They listen for, they want to hear the ads, but there's also going to be other content. There's going to be music. There's going to be talk shows. So it's getting that mix right. And I think 10 minutes is fair within the hour. It's not wall to wall advertising. That puts me off. I hate when I'm watching a television program, and especially a football match where you get an advert, they come back on for 1 minute and they're back to an ad break. To me, that's too much. Whereas I think the consistency in radio, it works.
It's not an exaggeration to say Highland Radio is a voice of the community. It reflects what is happening out there on the ground.
It does. Every single day we're here 24/7 for our listeners, our community, to help to get that message out. And it's not just about, you know, when there's snow, the snow days, because that's kind of changed. You know, social media, you can get your message out from your school. And traditionally, you turned on Highland to find out which schools were, the list of schools that were closing by the minute, so that's changed. But our listener hasn't changed. They're being consistently with us. And as I said, the challenge is who is the next listener? And we will get them, you know, because they'll want to come and listen. They'll want to be part of that community. They'll live within the area. They'll be at the schools. They'll have the kids. They'll be in the sports clubs. So Highland's all over that. And you alluded to our sports coverage is phenomenal. Every weekend, if we've got a match on, whether it be soccer, whether it be Gaelic, we've got more information about sport across the county. You're well involved in sports, so you know exactly what we deliver there. And we'll continue to do that and grow that to wherever we need to grow it. So it's exciting. You asked at the start, is it a challenge? Yes, it's a challenge because you're growing something that's already going well. And historically, I've gone into businesses where they needed to be lifted. We've lifted Highland, but we now want to lift it to the next level. And we'll do that as a team. I know that we'll deliver that. And I hope that they share my vision because it's part of their vision. Because what I'll do is it'll be collectively, where do we all see it going? And that's important.
Highland now has a global reach thanks to the internet, and there's people tuning in any time of the day from literally every corner of the world.
Everywhere in the world. Home for Christmas is a prime example. We had hundreds of people from across Australia tuned in to see people, the family that we brought home last Christmas. And we know because we get the messages that are sent to us, whether it be via email or online, live. They're sending messages coming here from do. We also see from our competitions, car competition. There's people buying. Actually, we had a car went to Australia. The winner was in Australia. Now they didn't take the car to Australia, but technically they were living in Australia. So yeah, we're worldwide, and it's the diaspora part as well. Like, we did the Community Hero Awards recently, and the traction we got on social media was off the chart is the word I can use. There was nearly 400,000 people watched the videos of us giving three people €1,000 each. That's the change in the marketplace that we're in. But we're in that and we'll stay in that. But I think that both of them work very well together. Radio and digital, we do it well. And our website, every day across the world, people are logging on to Highland Radio. Or they're tuning into Highland Radio in all parts of the world because Donegal people have moved everywhere. But Highland Radio, more importantly, has gone with them. And that's a great thing.
And outside of work, when Sean Quinn is taking the foot off the pedal, how does he unwind and spend those limited hours of free time?
Well, I'm a very avid golfer. I love the golf. And I was up until this year actually involved in soccer, coaching one of the local teams. but found it really hard time-wise. So I was captain last year in Dunfanaghy. How I survived last year, I don't know, but I got through it. So I actually probably have a bit more time on my hands this year, but that's now probably gone with the new role. But golf is a passion. I love golf. I love the crack I have with the boys at the weekend. So I tried to get playing Saturday, Sunday, out early, home early. And, you know, when weather permits us, you'll see me on the links at Dunfanaghy. And hate it when I lose, but that's just in me. That's just the way I'm going to be. But I want to be a winner, but a fair winner in anything that I do, whether it be business related or it be in sport or it be in even helping and socializing and being out there helping people. I want to give what I can give and deliver the best that I can for me, but also for the people that I work for and the people that I'm trying to take money off on the Saturday and the Sunday.
And just rounding things off, Sean, the license arrangement for local radio, it's usually sort of a 10-year tranche. So Highland has come through the most recent one.
We just signed a new 10-year. Yeah. So, and it was, you know, it was a good thing for, it was one of Fionnuala's final things to do is to sign the new license, and deservedly so. Because she's been here that whole process since the last one. So it was fitting that we signed it, I think it was about 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So that's a new 10-year, which is great. It gives us that consistency again. And the great thing is it was not an easy process because you've still got to go through the A's, B's and C's. But we're doing so many things right that the feedback we got was very, very positive. And that's encouragement. Tells us that, yes, it's important that we look at the future, but also we've got to make sure that we're doing what we should be doing as regards to the license. And we are, and we're thorough with that. And we've got a team behind that. So it's exciting times. Another 10 years we'll be here. And I'm looking forward to a good part of that. If spared, I just want to help to grow what we've done already into something even more special and bring the listeners, the staff, the community and people outside of the community along with us and the journey that is and will make Highland still number one as a radio station in years to come.
And just on the staff, a lot of people might be aware of the presenters, but there's people, producers, there's people technical, there's a lot more people advertising as well, people driving equipment, going up masts. The team is a lot bigger than maybe people realise.
It's not about the one person behind the microphone. There's countless others that help this business run on a daily basis. And without them, we couldn't do it because they're integral in what we do. And some of them are unsung heroes. We did a show up in Mount Errigal recently and on the mountain. And Joe Dex had to climb the mountain first just to check to see if we have phone signal. That's what we do. We're committed to delivering brilliant radio for a brilliant brand. And there's a great team here, Chris. And a lot of them have been here for a long time. There's great experience in here. And there's that can-do attitude of we will do it, we will deliver it, and we'll do it to the best of our ability. You can't buy that. And I'm very lucky to have inherited that. And that's a major part of why we've been successful and why we will continue to be successful. But not sitting our laurels either. It's build, develop to a better place.
So in conclusion, it's onwards and upwards?
Upwards and upwards and upwards. But absolutely. You know, some of it's not, if it's not broken, don't try and fix it because a lot of it is good. But, you know, the bottom line is we're going really well, but we've got room for improvement and we will do that. And any challenges we come ahead, we'll take them on because there will be challenges. Marketplaces, it changes from day to day. But we've got the backbone there. We've got a good commercial team. We've developed a new marketplace. It's going very well. So it's exciting. And as I said, we do radio well. We're doing social media extremely well. And the key thing is don't sit. Keep looking, keep adapting, and keep looking for the opportunity to make things even better.
And that was Sean Quinn, the new CEO of Highland Radio. In other news, with summer now here, it's good to report that the Lough Foyle and Lough Swilly ferry services are both up and running again. For more details on the Greencastle to McGilligan route, you can go to the lochfoyleferry.com website for the fares and much, much more on what is a very impressive website. And if you want to find out more about the Rathmullen to Buncrana service, the website there is swillyferry.com. The online Dutch headquartered bank Bunk has seen its Irish user base quadruple and customer deposits have doubled year on year in 2024, according to the latest figures. Ireland is now Bunk's third largest market for deposits. It offers an instant deposit rate of 2.26%, which is in excess of what most banks pay here. And like most digital banks, Bunk won't have a phone number there for general customer service, but it does have a chat function that you can connect with. It operates in more than 30 European countries and is one of a number of online banks that have made some real traction in the Irish market in recent years. May was a warm and sunny month, as we all know, with less wind, and that was clearly the case here in Donegal. And not surprisingly, it showed that as a result of that, the amount of electricity being generated through renewable sources was down. In fact, so much so that the island of Ireland imported more than 639 gigawatts of electricity through interconnectors during the month of May. That was roughly 20% of the total demand, and that meant it was a new monthly high for importing electricity. Meanwhile, the month of May also showed, again, no surprise, that solar farmed generated electricity on the Irish grid was on the up, and it reached a record 5.7% of the island of Ireland's total electricity demand. And staying with the summer theme, Bank of Ireland is urging customers to take extra care when making holiday bookings to avoid accommodation scams that typically increase over summer months. Rental and holiday accommodation scams trick people into paying rent for property that sometimes doesn't exist or is not actually available to rent. Now, these scams can happen throughout the year, but they tend to be aimed at people booking holiday rentals abroad or in Ireland, students looking for college accommodation, and people looking to rent properties to live. To date this year, Bank of Ireland has seen an increase in the number of cases. And the advice from Nicola Sadler, the head of fraud at Bank of Ireland, is that you should be vigilant and stop, think and check before making any accommodation payments. Finally, a couple of dates for the diary. Have you got questions about starting or growing your business, but maybe no time to leave the house? Well, then why not book a slot at the Virtual Business Supports Clinic? It takes place on Friday, the 13th of June. It offers free advice and real support. To register, go to the localenterprise.ie website and you will find more details there. And also just to let you know that the Local Enterprise Office is also hosting a free online workshop about its Ambition program. Now, this program focuses on female entrepreneurs and promotes the skills and resilience that are required to develop what would be interpreted as possible global scalable ventures and how to attract investment and create jobs. So this could be your first step towards scaling up, thinking strategically, and maybe even taking on the world, or at least your market. The workshop is online from 10 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of June. Again, for more details there, contact your local enterprise office. And finally, just to finish off on potentially good news, if you're likely to be flying in the months ahead, while Ryanair has said that airfares could head back up in the summer after a year of lower fares that saw its profits falling 16%, the price of kerosene fuel, which is used to power aircraft, it has been falling, as has the cost of crude oil. Now, this is expected to lead to some price cuts among competing airlines. The former Aer Lingus boss, Willie Walsh, who is the Director General of the International Air Transport Association, has said that with the falling crude oil prices, this does tend to feed through to fares, so lower airfares could be on the way very soon. We will watch with interest. Well, that's it for Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore, on Highland Radio for this week. May I wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.